We've covered both parties' conventions. They're done now, and that clears the way for the final push to November 5th for the Harris and Trump campaigns.
Each convention put Wisconsin in the spotlight as a key battleground in the race.
We will move forward. Just like Wisconsin state motto tells us, forward.
And I promise we will make Wisconsin great again. We're going to make it.
We're looking ahead now to what happens next in the race for the White House and the role our state will play. Susan Johnson is Associate Dean of the College of Letters and Sciences at UW-Whitewater, a political scientist. Susan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks, Rob. I'm happy to be with you.
Uncharted territory here, Susan, with Joe Biden dropping out of the race, what, about 6 weeks ago now? Not really a roadmap here for political parties. What do you make of the way the Democrats have handled that now through their convention?
I was one of the skeptics when the big push came for President Biden to leave the race. And part of the reason for my skepticism was I wasn't convinced that the Democrats could pull it all together, unite behind Vice President Harris, and have such a strong show of force at the convention. And I was proven wrong. The Democrats did come together. They put on a very strong, powerful convention. And I think that they showed a lot of unity behind Vice President Harris and Governor Walz. And I think that moving forward, a lot of the positivity that was shown by the convention will continue throughout the remainder of the campaign.
A lot of talk about kind of the vibes, the energy, sort of intangibles coming out of that switch. But we heard just in those few clips there, people saying they are going to go out and work and do the door-to-door and phone call type stuff. That seems to be borne out in numbers, increased numbers in fundraising for the Harris campaign. Big jump at the number of, you know, the individuals donating. Anecdotally, more people getting out and working. Do you see that excitement translating into the stuff, the work that goes into winning an election?
I think so. It was really telling to me that in many of the highest profile speeches, former President Clinton, former President Obama, former First Lady Michelle Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and many others really hit hard on the fact that this election is going to be very close. I think that sometimes in the heat of the moment, the excitement in the convention, people, supporters watching and people in the room don't think about the fact that it's still going to be very close. And to both of their points, Wisconsin's going to be very important. And I was struck by how much they said that and focused on that in their speeches to make sure people understood that you might feel excited now, but that excitement is not going to do a whole lot for you if you're not willing to put the work in for the next 10, 11 weeks.
Flipping things around to the Republican side, we had front row seats in Wisconsin to their convention in Milwaukee. That was before Biden dropped out of the race. It looked like Republicans had a pretty effective message surrounding Joe Biden being the opponent. Polling seemed to bear that out. Things have changed. What are you watching for in the Republican response to that change?
The Republicans seem to be caught a bit flat-footed and maybe had the same skepticism that I did, that Biden was probably going to be in to stay. And even if he wasn't, the Democrats maybe wouldn't be able to pull it together like they did. They clearly had a campaign strategy set up that was all focused on who they assumed to be the nominee, President Biden. And they didn't seem to have a backup plan. And what they're working, I think, is how do we react to this new candidate who is generating a lot of excitement and enthusiasm and quite large audiences at campaign rallies and at the convention. And when she was at the Fiserv, that was, I think, a little dig at the Trump campaign and also demonstrated she could fill two arenas on one night.
We are talking about the road to the White House now that the party conventions are done. Susan Johnson with us from UW-Whitewater. Let's talk about Wisconsin a little more directly. You just mentioned the Republican convention at Fiserv in Milwaukee. Well, Kamala Harris takes some time out of the Democratic convention in Chicago to come to Milwaukee to Fiserv. We are, you know, wearing down our roads and runways in Wisconsin with all these visits from vice presidential candidates, presidential candidates. more of the same to come over the next 10 weeks?
Oh, absolutely. There is, again, this idea of the blue wall of the states of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and the path that people see most clearly for Kamala Harris to win the presidency is by winning those three states. And we're seeing some of her polling numbers in the Sunbelt states looking a little bit better, but she can be successful if she wins those three states. And I feel like the Democrats are still smarting from the criticisms of the Clinton campaign back in 2016 for not paying enough attention to Wisconsin. I think that still stings.
We can watch polls and unpack them all day, every day between now and November, Susan, but it's going to be close. Like you said, I think that's a pretty sure thing. What are the things you're watching for as you try to evaluate which campaign has the edge in Wisconsin?
I'm going to be looking at, first of all, getting back to the idea of the number of people who are active in the state. Even prior to President Biden dropping out, there was a lot of coverage to the fact that the Democrats had set up quite the operation in Wisconsin already. And a lot of that operation, all of that operation, I would say, has pivoted quite nicely and quite quickly to Kamala Harris. I think that we're going to see both presidential campaigns linking themselves up with the U.S. Senate election that's going on to try to make sure that wherever Eric Hovde is, they're also talking about Trump, and wherever Tammy Baldwin is, they're talking about Kamala Harris. I think that that's going to be very helpful for the presidential campaigns.
Do you see the presidential campaign driving a lot of those races down the ballot, whether we're talking about that Baldwin-Hovde race for Senate down to some of the more contested seats now on our new map in the state legislature?
Historically, presidential elections always generate more turnout than would a midterm election, so 2026 or 2022, for example. And they bring resources to bear that otherwise some of the other elections wouldn't have. We have the new maps that we're working with. We have the U.S. Senate election. We have congressional elections. And so I believe that the enthusiasm and excitement that is generated by both campaigns and the organizational structure that they bring to the state will certainly help with resources for the Senate races, but also, and maybe more importantly, for some of those lower level races where the resources are much more limited.
Susan, thanks again for joining us today.
Happy to do it. Thanks, Rob.
That's Susan Johnson, Associate Dean of the College of Letters and Sciences at UW-Whitewater. She was with us today to recap the Democratic National Convention and then look ahead to Wisconsin's role in the rest of the presidential campaign with both conventions in the rearview mirror.